Hello, you have reached Dark Diva. This is my podcast, simply titled, The More You Know, The More You Grow. Thank you for listening in on this segment. I would just really like to discuss the really tragic end to another young artist's life, Juice WRLD. Oftentimes in this music business, a lot of young artists succumb to tragic endings due to having the wrong people around them. The record label's job is to collect money. These artists are really treated as being really dispensable. They only care about the money. You are their product. I feel like the artists of today can really, really use a solid team around them in order to make sure that they are handling their business correctly, staying out of harm's way, and not partaking in any criminal activity. Now, I'm not saying that Juice WRLD was part of any criminal activity. I wasn't there, so I don't know all the specifics. We'll just hear what we hear from the media. But part of the rap culture is about guns and violence and drugs. With that being said, it just takes away from the music aspect. Lots of times, fans want to see artists being destructive. I don't know what the glorification is all about violence and drugs. I really think that things need to change. I think that the dialogue needs to change with management, with the record labels. There needs to be some kind of clause that prohibits, you know, the wrong people from being around these top artists. I don't know what can be done. But I hope in the future, people will come together and really stop this type of promotion. This young man lost his life. You know, his family and friends are devastated. Let's just all put our heads together and create a better place for creatives. As consumers, we all need to stand together and get our message that we want good, fun music and less of the drugs, guns, and things of that nature. I'm going to end my session today. I want you to remember to take care of yourself. Stay on the right path. And I look forward to speaking to you soon. Have a blessed day. Bye.